This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting swiftly on U.S. President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul Airport, the U.S. military said that it did conduct a drone strike to kill a member of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate on Saturday. That strike came amid what the White House called indications that IS planned to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul Airport moved into its final days. Biden set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. He authorized a drone strike, and it was ordered by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. That's according to a defense official who spoke on condition of anonymity to provide details not publicly announced. There's still no consensus on the origins of COVID-19. That's according to U.S. intelligence agencies, according to an unclassified summary. The unclassified four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from animal to human. Fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon. Most agencies believe the virus was not genetically engineered. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said in a statement Friday that China continues to hinder the global investigation, resists sharing information, and blames other countries, including the United States. The office said that reaching a conclusion about what caused the virus likely requires China's cooperation. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's military installed government said Friday that COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Rohingya ethnic group. The Muslim minority was a target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or genocide. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination. Most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. Government spokesman Major General Azam Zamantun made the announcement at a news conference in the capital, where he also said that authorities are trying to vaccinate 50% of the country's population this year. Myanmar, whose poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, has been facing a devastating outbreak of the coronavirus, although in the past month, the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. One of Florida's largest new networks, health networks, is seeing the capacity of its hospital morgue strained amid a spike in seriously ill COVID-19 patients and a backup at funeral homes. While virus-related hospitalizations in the state recently started leveling off, the number of daily reported deaths is continuing to climb. The Central Florida Division of Advent Health says it has to put more resources in place to store more bodies. The federal government says Florida hospitals have reportedly about 279 patients dying every day for the past week. A month ago, their figure stood at 52. A U.S. House panel investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued sweeping document requests to social media companies. That request expands the scope of the committee's investigation as it seeks to examine the events leading to the January 6th insurrection. The requests were issued Friday to technology giants including Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. They also went to Reddit, Parler, Telegram, 4chan, and other platforms. The committee asked 15 companies to provide copies of reviews and studies about misinformation related to the 2020 election, foreign influence, and more. Brazil, the country with the most freshwater resources in the world, has lost 15% of its surface water over the last three decades. The water's gradual retreat in the world's largest tropical wetland is even worse. It is just one quarter of its earlier size. Survey published this month is heightening a sense of alarm from an ongoing drought and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.